From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, will gather Thursday in Washington. A senior State Department official told VOA, Washington is urging the ASEAN members to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. Tillerson is hosting foreign ministers from ASEAN on Thursday at the State Department. The meeting comes just days after top diplomats from those countries met in Manila and issued a statement criticizing North Korea's provocation. President Donald Trump says he will do whatever is necessary to reach a Mideast peace agreement, and he believes there is a very good chance of bringing Israel and the Palestinians together. Trump has met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the Oval Office, and the president says he would love to be a mediator, an arbitrator, or a facilitator between the two sides.
I'm committed to working with Israel and the Palestinians to reach an agreement. But any agreement cannot be imposed by the United States or by any other nation. The Palestinians and Israelis must work together to reach an agreement that allows both peoples to live, worship, and thrive and prosper in peace.
Abbas spoke through an interpreter and said, "We are coming into a new opportunity that would enable us to bring about peace." A U.S. military official confirmed VOA Wednesday an Iranian submarine has made an unsuccessful missile launch attempt in the Strait of Hormuz. The official said the Yonah-class submarine attempted to launch a cruise missile early Tuesday. This is VOA News.